This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening to you. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, I'm going to presume, because nobody's told me any different, I'm going to presume that we're kicking the week off with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. I'm presuming he's there. Rob?
Should I surprise you? Well, hello, Bill. It's great to be with you again.
How's it going, sir?
I'm having a great day.
Yeah. What's going on with your day?
I want to start with an old standby. I want to go do some gun stories before we go. There's tons of news, but I just thought if I wait, we won't get these in. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit.
Oh, goodness.
So listen close. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. This one happens in your home. You hear your friend shout from the front porch. No, let's give you some setting. It's Sunday afternoon, and your ex-boyfriend has just come back. You took out a restraining order to keep him away. He shouldn't be here. He also brought a gun with him. Okay, that's two strikes.
Yeah.
You retreat to your bedroom. You get your handgun. A second later, your ex kicks in your front door. Before you can defend yourself, he shoots at you. You shoot back. You keep firing until he leaves. Now he runs away. State police are looking for the wounded man in several counties. Wow. Lots of things done right. I noticed some things that I bring up with my students or, you know, just a friend who's listening and say, here, let's see if we can improve this. What did you see? What did you see good and bad?
Well, when they went and slammed the door, I understand trying to get into a position where you can't, be found easily, trying to protect yourselves. And at the same time, you don't know where the guy is.
Right.
You don't know where the guy is. So being locked, you know, trying to lock him out, which doesn't work, does effectively lock you in. So when he does come through the door, he's already got the upper hand. He's already shown up with an intention to harm you. He's brought a gun. Restraining order be damned. He's coming. And the first thing that comes to mind is that person should have been carrying in the house.
Yes, I agree.
Then after that, I don't know. If you're not going to carry it in the house, if you got one gun, you got it squirreled away in the sock drawer.
Mm.
Well, that person sounds like they got incredibly lucky.
Right.
So.
Right.
What did I miss?
I'm with you 100%.
Okay.
What if she were, you know, I'm changing the laundry. I'm next to the washing machine that's running, and they don't hear your friends shout. You're at the wrong end of the house. Now you have to charge your way past your attacker to get to your gun.
Yeah, but don't you kind of know there might be some hostilities out there if you've got a how many people do you know that have ever taken out a restraining order?
Actually, I don't that I've met face to face. Well, I've met a few, but they're notorious.
After the fact, right?
Right.
So how many people do you know that actually have an active restraining order on somebody? And if you're having, it's sort of like somebody with an active restraining order, to me, my opinion, is sort of like the Parkland School District. Because if you got an active restraining order on somebody, you know.
Yes.
This person is probably going to, he's already tried to harm you one time. That's why you got a restraining order on him. Chances are he's going to do it again. And if you take no measures to add those percentages to your side of the board, like having a gun, knowing how to use a gun, and having the gun. Having the gun goes a long way.
It went far enough in this case probably to save this young woman's life. The other thing that I didn't notice this at first. One of my instructors caught it. Did you put, okay, you know you have a problem. As crazy as it sounds, bad guys want to come through the front door.
Sure.
So put some longer bolts in there. That might be enough. So he's got to kick it 3 or 4 times. Awesome.
Well, you know, they make door sill jams and everything else that bolt into your door, and they just become part of your regular door frame.
Yes.
Like where your bolt goes through the door and actually keeps the door. They make armored reinforced frames for your bolt to go through and armored reinforced doorknobs. I've had a sponsor. And once again, if you're living in a neighborhood with this kind of thing, is it happens 2 or 3 times a month.
Wow. Well, you and I have seen the classic New York tenement that had 4 did bolts in the door.
Yeah.
Because 2 weren't enough to keep people from kicking their way in. Another thing, I live down here in Hurricane Alley. We often turn our doors around so they open outward. The reason is impacts on the door then have to break through the door jamb, not just the locking mechanism.
That's pretty
cool. Also harder to pull on a doorknob than it is to kick on a door.
Yeah.
Lots of one of the things somebody else pointed out was don't get in a gunfight. You might be in an unavoidable shooting, but can you avoid a gunfight? So, your bedroom's at the end of a short hallway. Awesome. Learn how to get as far away from that corner as you can, preferably in the dark. Somebody comes into your house carrying a gun, you don't have to wait till they shoot at you. This isn't high noon where we set up a gunfight and decide who can shoot better. Someone presents a clear, immediate, and unavoidable threat to you or other innocents, you can shoot somebody from the dark. It
sure
works. Right.
I've got one of those flashlights that has a built-in strobe. I love that thing.
Instead, this guy got a shot off because he saw her. And someone said, look, that's just bad tactics. Let's find a way where you can defend yourself without becoming a target. Bill, have you ever, and you and I did it a little bit with James Eager, did you ever try and look around the edge of a mirror to see how little of your body you can show while you're using a finger gun to shoot at that guy in the mirror?
I have not.
Because it's important to keep your elbow out of the line of sight, your shoulder out of the line of sight, your hip and knee.
Yeah.
Let's not get shot. It's, all of you is worth having tomorrow. So practice it. If you've got a full-length mirror, the lady that introduced this to me, of course, had practice looking at full-length mirrors. And she scooted off to the side, said, see, the only thing you can see is a fraction of the side of my face, my eyeball, the sights. That's all I want the other person to have a chance of seeing, and I want to be way far away on the far side of the room. That was a valuable lesson. I'll share it with you and the ninjas.
That's a good one. I like that one. Of course, I've seen every Steven Seagal movie there is. You know, he likes to put his gun on. He likes to take his trigger guard and stick it on the corner of the wall and slide down with it while he's shooting. He looks pretty cool while he does it.
It does look cool.
Yeah. I don't know how effective that might be. But Steven looked good when he weighed under 400
pounds. I've got
another
story when we come back.
Okay. Now, for those of you who would like to hear some more of these stories beyond what you're going to hear tonight, Rob does a podcast, a very unique podcast called Self-Defense Gun Stories, where Rob and look at that, somebody calling right in the middle of the show. Rob and a armed self-defense instructor do a forensic examination of an actual armed defense event. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull,
and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Yeah. Got a busy throat again, Rob. I don't know what goes on. I just talk, you know, I talk fine all day, and then I get down to this thing, and it's time to do this, and, well, it just ain't working for me. Anyway. Anyway.
Well, okay, let me try and carry some of the load for the next couple minutes, okay? There's another story, Bill, and what someone pointed out about the last story is, have you ever stood, for example, in the back of your bedroom and seen, you know, study the door? What can you see through it? In this lady's case, did she know where to go at the back of her bedroom so that she could peek down the hallway and protect herself from the safest possible place? So I'm going,
right.
Wow, just a little practice makes you look like a ninja.
Yeah. The only problem with that is that most of these bedroom walls are not right. Exactly what I would call cover.
Right. They're concealed. The great news is, and you and I know what our cartridges will shoot through because if we've done some shoot house training, we've seen bullets go right through walls. That's rare. Most attackers will not shoot what they can't see. Thank goodness. Let's count our blessings, right?
Yep.
Let's jump into our next story. We don't have quite as much time.
Sure.
You and your family run a seasonal fireworks stand. Remember, this is, you know, mid-July. You're behind the cash register. It's in a Denver suburb. It's dusk on the 3rd of July. That's the middle of rush hour for you. You see a man get out of a car because this is a tent, you know, that you can see all around it. And the car doesn't park. Maybe the guy's in a hurry. No, he pulls on a black sweatshirt in Phoenix. Did I say Denver? In Phoenix?
Yeah.
In July? And then pulls the hood over his face? Well, that looks like a clue. You turn your body and put your hand on your gun. The man doesn't shop for anything but comes directly to the checkout line. That's when the stranger draws a gun and points it at you. He demands your money. And then he waves the gun at other employees, one of which is your 13-year-old daughter.
Right.
You wait for your turn. You draw your gun and shoot your attacker several times. He runs from the fireworks tent. He can't get into the getaway car. The female driver tries to pick him up. She can't. And then she leaves him on the ground. She drives away. You call 911. You check everyone in the tent, no one else is hurt, not your family, not your customers, not any other employees. EMTs take your attacker to the hospital. Wow. Wow. As straightforward as that sounds, I think it's very sophisticated. What do you think?
It is. It is very sophisticated. It is very... sort of scary, huh?
Isn't that every dad's nightmare?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let's...
Well, I mean, I'm a granddad, too. I've got little girls running around, so yeah. That's a...
Right.
Quite
right. You're at a restaurant, and somebody points a gun at you and your family. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this guy did so many things correctly. He checked on the survivors. Is anyone hurt? That establishes him as one of the good guys. He didn't chase the bad guy and shoot at the car as it drove. No. Once the threat stopped, he stopped shooting. Brilliant. He was aware. He said, this doesn't look right. Hey, the guy might be coming up saying his car broke down, his phone's discharged. All sorts of things that might be wrong, but it looked odd enough that he bladed his body, put his hand on his firearm. That cuts his draw time in half. He did not, his trigger, his go signal
right.
was the presentation of a firearm, but he waited until his attacker's attention was off of him so he did not get in a gunfight. He fired several times and hit his attacker with every shot, it appears. That tells me this gentleman has thought it through. He had a plan. He didn't shoot blindly because without some practice, if you threaten my family with a gun, it's so easy to panic. Wow. Very. Sophisticated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exciting.
Yes.
We have 2 minutes. This happens. These sort of civilian self-defense happen every day. These were not ex-Navy SEALs. These were your neighbors. And yet they have an abundance of common sense. Was this defense perfect? No. It would have been great if several family members were armed. Because there can be times when you're not behind the cash register. What if it was your wife or son-in-law or daughter-in-law who was behind the register at that time? You want everyone to be protected. That means you have to spread the load around everyone who might be a threat. So there's little things we could do to improve it. Just like in the previous story, we'd said, gosh, could you put in maybe a better door? In this case, could other people have been armed? The one other thing we were able to think of when we were brainstorming the story, do you have a tourniquet? Some chest seals? Because if somebody gets a scratch, okay, that's fine. But what if it's more than a scratch and it's a life-threatening injury, someone is shot, can you keep them alive so that they're in good shape when the EMTs come? Somebody shot in the leg. Can we get a tourniquet on that? Because planning to improvise is really failure to plan.
Right.
Have you taken a stop the bleed class yet?
Not since I got out of the military.
It's 1 hour long.
Yeah. It's just around here finding somebody to teach it.
Okay. Okay.
That would be the big issue. I mean, I would go take it. Here's the problem. You know what? We'll talk about this when we get back. I've been wanting to address this issue, so we'll talk about this when we get back. Now, for those of you that like to read written stuff, well, if you go to the Slow Facts WordPress blog, that's where everything that Rob writes, that's where it begins its life, its journey out there on the web. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contest, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he doesn't think there will be another partial government shutdown this year.
I don't see a government shutdown looming. Again, that's not an issue until the end of September.
The last partial government shutdown was back in January of 2019. Speaking at the White House, President Trump has a message for those who criticize the United States.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way.
The tweet was directed at Democratic Representatives Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. And in financial news, the Dow was up 27 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse.
We were talking about armed defense, and you were thinking about, what, something medical?
Well, no, I wasn't thinking about something medical. Have you ever seen that website called Everyday Carry?
I haven't. A YouTube channel, or is it a full-up website?
It's a full-up website, and this is where people This is where people do things like, I don't know.
A pocket dump?
A pocket dump, basically. So okay. When we're doing a pocket dump, I've done a couple of Everyday Carries, and you know, everybody thinks, and I agree with this. I agree that you should carry a flashlight. Everybody should carry a flashlight. Everybody should have a knife. A gun. At least one reload, if you're semi-automatic, or you know, one speed loader, if you're a revolver. Of course, you're going to have a holster. You're going to want your wallet, your keys, maybe an ink pen. I've seen some of these guys that, I'm just wondering what kind of pockets they have. Now, the problem with this is, as gun carriers, it is incumbent that we prepare for things, because we're being partially prepared for it. If we get out there and anywhere we go where we're carrying a gun, right, we need to be looking around thinking, what happens if this happens? And well, you're probably going to get shot at. And if you don't get shot, maybe somebody around you gets shot. So having chest seals and tourniquets and all kinds of other stuff becomes one of those issues where it's one of those things you just about have to have, but what do you do without? And how do you carry all this stuff if you're going to carry all of this stuff?
Right. The chest seals is trivial. It as far as volume, it looks just like a sheet of plastic. Slip it in your pocket. Often it comes in a kit with a combat gauze, which is a coagulant treated dressing you'd put on a, for example, a wound to the abdomen. And do you have the training to use it? And when was the last time you practiced? Given the frantic nature of self-defense, a lot of these shots are peripheral, meaning,
right.
Oh, somebody gets hit in a, you can't put a tourniquet on a shoulder. But from the shoulder on down, from the hip on down, yeah, okay. Often what happens is somebody gets cut with shrapnel. Well, how deep did it go? And now you've got a wound. And oftentimes, rather than dig around down there and pack a wound, hey, I can put it. The tourniquet becomes the treatment of choice. I don't need to be smart. I can just take care of that. And good, now I've solved that problem. By the way, do you remember tourniquet training? And if your friends looked at you and said, what fight did you get in? Because if you do practice it, you're going to come back bruised. You're squeezing the body so hard that blood won't flow through it. You're breaking some surface blood vessels when you do that. By the way, chicks dig scars. So, you know, if you do it at the right time, you can explain how you were in a bar fight and defended somebody's honor. But
right.
It does hurt, and practicing on your friends say, okay, I get the point. It's numb. Now stop, because it hurts. But yeah. It's something we have to plan for. I'm with you.
It just makes me wonder if, I mean, okay, first things first. Everybody says you can't carry off body.
What?
Everybody, lots of people say that. And lots of people say you can't carry off body, right?
Now, firearms or med kit?
Anything.
Or both. Okay. Well, what you have is what you have.
What you have is what you have. However, the problem becomes, for me, the problem becomes, well, how do you carry all the stuff you really need to have? I mean, and where do you, like with a med kit, like a trauma kit for a shooting, how much do you carry for that? How many chests?
Remember that IFAC, that individual first aid kit, was
right.
To keep you alive. Oh, so if you're going out with your family, oh, maybe we need one for them as well. Oh, we're going out with friends. Are they equipped? Oh, guess not. Tell you what, you know that backpack you're carrying? Here, drop something in that. But you're right. I dropped off I quit carrying a spare mag because I could put a tourniquet in that pocket. So it was a trade. Am I the biggest, baddest ninja? No. But I don't read about people reloading.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm not a police officer. They have a different situation. Might I want to reload? You know, if you're carrying a 1911 and all you got is 8, yeah, I can see how you're going to make a different trade than a modern double stack with 15 to 17 to 18. So, yeah. It's the answers aren't obvious. Our friend, the pediatric surgeon, Dr. John Adine, carries a little ankle kit to solve that problem. He goes, heck, you know, my pockets would get so stuffed with equipment, I couldn't sit down. So here, it's out of the way. The same reason people sometimes carry a backup gun on an ankle.
Right.
You know, there's room down there. Makes good sense.
Yep.
And on the other hand, John is infinitely more helpful with the materials that he carries on his ankle than I would be, because he knows what needs to be done. I've practiced it. He does it on a pretty much daily basis. So, wow. Although we did get into speed races to see who could put a tourniquet on the fastest. I won sometimes, but, you know, right. Pouring other people's tools.
Gotcha. All right. That's interesting. The stuff that we need to carry, though, it's almost like we need dedicated pants made just for this stuff.
Absolutely. I'm addicted now to cargo shorts.
Well, I mean, cargo shorts are cool. But, you know, if you start carrying all that stuff, I tried it over the weekend.
Yeah.
And with cargo shorts, I mean, if you fall into a body of water, you're going to drown.
You're going to have to take off your pants, dude. Yes.
Yeah. So.
100%.
Yeah.
We're sinking.
Yep. So sinking hard, sinking fast. Of course.
When we come back.
Yes, when we come back, we'll push on with this. I just wanted to ask him about that.
Okay.
And, of course, now, if you're looking for Rob's stuff, you can find the podcast at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, all this other stuff, wherever fine podcasts are available. The Written Word is at Slopax WordPress blog. He's a featured writer at ClashDaily.com and at Amoland.com. So, just everywhere out there. And, of course, let's not forget the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse. I bogarted the conversation in the last segment. So, Rob, this one's all on you.
Well, hopefully you got to save your voice for another couple hours of the show today.
Yeah.
Hey, I noticed that the NRA sort of mowed the grass, but they did a terrible job. They cut off the grassroots. By that, I mean, I know members of the NRA board of directors. You do too. You know them certainly by reputation if you don't have their phone number in your pocket. Who these individuals have been phenomenally effective at turning out the vote, getting people motivated for local political issues. I'm thinking the example that comes to the forefront is the recalls in Colorado and then the attempted recalls in New Jersey. The board of director members that come to mind immediately are Tim Knight, Sean Maloney, and Colonel Alan West. And they were all removed from the chairman of outreach and grassroots activism. In this case, Colonel West was the vice chair of outreach. Evidently, they did not swear fealty to Wayne LaPierre, and now they've been removed. So the NRA is more concerned with maintaining its status quo of executive leadership than doing the important work that we need done by the NRA. Wow.
Well, you know, I've been saying that for a while. They've got a lot of donors that are going away. They've got a lot of people that are not going to continue to send them money, which...
Well, I brought this issue up with my local gun range that requires NRA membership, and they said, well, first, we can only change the bylaws once a year, and the NRA is wonderful, which reminded me a little bit of the guy who goes, I wasn't there, I didn't do it, and it wasn't my fault. You know, go, oh, whoa, easy, partner. Can you explain to me why the NRA deserves our support when it clearly has some issues it needs to resolve? they didn't want to take up the question. We'll bring it up again in April, I guess.
Right. I guess.
You have your own private gun range where you get to shoot. A lot of us, it's fairly common for...
Well, I don't have one. I have one that somebody lets me visit.
Okay. Okay. I thought I'd poke you there. That's envy on my part, partner. That's all.
Well, you know, the gentleman that lets me go shoot at his place, he is, his enthusiasm for the shooting community, he has dug up entire sections of his backyard, turned it into berms and impact areas and all this other stuff. He teaches women for free there. So,
that's his heart.
Yeah. And, he likes to shoot some of the stuff that I get to shoot. So I take it out there and I let him shoot it. And I'm in and out of there so fast. He really enjoys that. So it's sort of fun to hang out there and do some stuff.
That is cool. Hey, I have to shoot one little news tidbit. When I was scouring the interwebs, thank you, Al Gore. The Secret Service had put out a press report. It comes out as a PDF where they talk about who are likely to be threats that the Secret Service would face as they want to protect government officials. Well, 2/3 of the attackers that were involved in mass public shootings had previous demonstrated, documented mental health symptoms. The most common ones were depression, psychotic episodes, paranoia, hallucinations, delusions, and suicidal thoughts. Just made me grind my teeth is that after the Sandy Hook Elementary School attack, there was a congressional motion to expand mental health services to say, gosh, can we somehow treat these people before they become a line in the headlines? And Senate Democrats blocked that measure. Wow. This is why I'm so shocked when I hear the current raft of Democrat candidates say that guns are the problem. I go, wait a minute. It sounds to me like mental health is a serious issue. We should look at it, and yet they want to ignore it. As someone had then explained it to me, maybe they need the issue more than they need the solution. Wow. That's a biting condemnation.
Yeah. Yes, it is. My throat is really giving me some trouble.
Struggling today.
I am.
All right. Let's go through some other little tidbits. I noticed that life isn't particularly good in Baltimore and Chicago and St. Louis and Detroit over the weekend. Baltimore had some more people shot. In this case, now, remember, there are over 174 people killed to date in Baltimore, 500 shot, but sadly over the weekend, a few more. I don't think there was actually a death in Baltimore. Isn't that interesting where, they were just shot. No one was killed this weekend. That's a good weekend. In Chicago, we had 6 fatally shot over the 4th of July weekend. This next weekend were 9 dead. So the 4th of July was a relatively calm weekend. 66 wounded in Chicago. In St. Louis, 13 wounded over the 4th of July. In Detroit, 10 wounded, 1 killed over the 4th. These were not concealed carry holders. These are largely drug gangs. And what's so odd to me as we read this news, we see mass murder in times where there's record low unemployment, most people in the inner city, even in difficult cities like Detroit, there are more jobs than ever before, which means somehow we fail to prosecute drug gangs in these inner cities, and their crime sprees have just run out of control. I think I have to write about that next, Bill.
I think you ought to. I think you ought to. But, you know, when it comes to these areas, isn't it always amazing that wherever there's drugs.
Right.
And drugs seem to be, we're about to run out of time. Drugs seem to be one of those things where there's a lot of rampant traffic, there's
right.
a lot of crime, and wherever there's mm-hmm. a lot of drug traffic, there seems to be some Democratic mayors. And they're
well,
also
I
probably
mean,
a sanctuary city and a whole bunch of other things.
I have to believe that drugs are everywhere.
Yeah.
But I think relative frequency matters, just the sense that, oh, okay, they found out that if they go to war with each other on the public streets, the police wrap them up and put them in jail, and it takes longer to get out in some cities. There is this perception that, oh, because minority members are involved, therefore we're being racist if we prosecute drug offenses and violent crime. No, I think it's violence that we need to prosecute.
Yeah, well, those people, there are lots of law enforcement officers that are black and Hispanic and Asian. It's good versus bad. It's not about race. Anyway.
It's not about race.
Thank you very much for joining me this evening and carrying my bad throat.
Good luck with the rest of the program, Bill.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We're about to head to hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. My legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.